Top Headlines.
Patriots practicing once again without a few players. Same guys who were missing yesterday. Among them, Rob Gronkowski, presumably still sitting out and missing time due to his concussion. Malcolm Brown, Dietrich Wise, as they get ready to face Doug Peterson. He's getting ready to face Tom Brady.
You know what? If I make this all about them, we're in trouble. Honestly, we're in trouble. And it's everything's going to be written about it. Everything has been written about it, talked about it, discussed, debated. And it's about us. And I'll keep saying that. It's what we do and how well we execute. And I can't worry about that.
It's an indoor walkthrough for the Patriots today. Bruins got a 3-2 win over the Senators in Ottawa last night. They hit the All-Star break riding an 18-game point streak. Brad Marchand will participate in the All-Star festivities over the weekend, despite the fact that he's suspended for 5 games, served the first of that 5-game suspension last night. Celtics off tonight. Tomorrow night, they'll visit Golden State. According to Adam Kaufman, Marcus Smart flew back to Boston last night, his right arm in a sling. Headlines are brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the 98.5, the Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network, AT&T, entertainment your way. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
98.5 The Sports Hub is Boston's home for sports. 98.5thesportshub.com is Boston's homepage for sports. Add it to your bookmarks and stay in the game. Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rims with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam what? In the hell with the price, cause the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us. Come on. All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little pickle, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
RJ Bell from pregame.com is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. RJ,
I am not happy.
Why?
What's wrong?
What'd you do?
Last week I said you guys, your intro music for the segments is way too cool and it makes me feel not as cool. And then you come up with like one that seems even cooler. It's like you purposely saved that for me.
That's our producer. Yeah. That's Jim Love.
I mean, is it passive aggressive? I mean, what is it?
No, it's just that's how we do.
RJ, a little update here. We played the same intro 3 straight weeks.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jim says we played
somebody's
song.
It must be a different part of the song.
All right.
RJ, tell us about the Super Bowl. What's the
give us a line.
What's the line?
Why is it going up and
where's
down?
The money coming in? What's happening?
Well, I got to be honest with you. This line feels way low to me, and I've been thinking on it and thinking on it. And right before the game, you know, one of the things we do is we give odds to the Associated Press, right? 750 newspapers. So sort of a, you know, something we really focus on because we don't want to get it wrong. And I was debating with my guys as Philadelphia was dominating and the matchup seemed certain, should the line be 7.5 or 7? That was the debate. And we landed on 7 and some places opened in that range. But man, it's been Philadelphia money, and we're down to 4.5 right now in some spots. Patriots favored, and I just don't get it. I mean, think about it. The Falcons played at Philly a couple weeks ago. This wasn't last year. This was a couple weeks ago, and they were favored, the Falcons, by 3 at Philly. Now the game's on a neutral, and a much better Pats team is only favored by 1.5 more. It just, I get it. There's some upgrade for the Eagles, but I mean, right? Let me ask you guys this question. What do you think the line would be if Wentz were 100%?
4 or 3.
I was going to say somewhere. Field goal.
So you think that the Pats would be favored by 3?
Yeah. Yes.
So you're saying that Carson Wentz to Nick Foles is like a point or 1.5?
No.
No. Well, then I'm confused.
I think the line should be somewhere between 7 and 9.
Yeah, so first off, just to let you guys know, objectively, the line would be around Pick'em with Wentz. I mean, that's an absolute Vegas fact. So I still think it's kind of crazy that we're saying Foles is only a 5-point downgrade or 4.5. So to me, it feels like this line is way short because we saw the Eagles look so good for 2 weeks.
So wait, Zoe actually, I think, agrees with you on this. It's a funny way that you both arrived here.
Yeah.
Zoe thinks the current line should be a lot higher. Yeah. So I think you both think that Foles versus Wentz is worth the same amount of points. You just disagree on what it would be.
Yeah, I don't know the lines. He knows more than me.
Yeah, you just disagree on the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think this game could get away from Wentz real quick.
And Foles.
I'm sorry.
I think the Eagles have benefited from home field advantage more than any team I've seen. I mean, Carolina did a couple. They had such a good season, though. But, boy, they kept it rolling in those home games. But, really, if Philly went to Atlanta that first game, does anyone think the Eagles win that game?
Yes.
Really?
No, I just wanted to get your reaction.
Because it was a coin flip at the end, right? They were on the 9 with 4 plays.
Okay, let me ask you this, RJ. Because you said, you know, all this money is coming in on Philadelphia. Traditionally, doesn't the big money in the Super Bowl come in on the favorite late? Isn't there a lot of big action on the favorite that comes in, like, day before?
Yes, but it's not because of what you think. Here's why.
Let me tell you what I think. I think that those people who want to bet big money on the favorite wait for the people to do what they're doing now, which is driving the line down a little bit so that they have to give fewer points.
But why
is that not it?
Yeah, well, no. On the point spread, I disagree totally. I think in general, if you would say just, okay, the line opened up for the Super Bowl, whatever the line is, whatever the teams are, do you think the line's going to drop or go up in the next, let's say, 12 days, meaning up until a couple days before the Super Bowl? I would say I don't know. I'd say it's 50-50. So I don't think it's just dog money early, favorite money late on the spread.
Okay.
I don't think that. Here's what I know is – an inordinate number of people play the money line, which means just to win the game, for getting the spread, on the underdog. Mm. Because this is what happens. They walk up to the window. They don't bet. They don't even know what the spread is. But they want to have a bet on this game. They're in Vegas. And they say, oh, you know, Tom Brady, he's cute. I want to bet him. And it's like, okay, well, you've got to bet $2 to win $1 or $200 to win $100. Oh, that doesn't sound fun. I'm just betting $20. What about the other team, that Eagles team? Well, 100 wins you 170. Oh, yeah, give me that. Because people want to bet a little to win a lot. They don't want to bet a lot to win a little. If they're a casual bettor, this happens with boxing all the time when it's a huge fight. They want the underdog because they want to have a nice payout. So what happens? The money line gets out of whack relative to the spread. So let's say you typically have a 5-point favor. Well, their money line might be, let's say, minus 220 typically. It might get to minus 180 or 170 because there's so much dog action on the money line. So there's a mispricing. So to answer your ultimate question, come game day, some big, serious bettors will bet the favorite on the money line because they feel like they're getting a discount.
Wow. How do you feel about prop bets for this game? Because this is the game where they get the most play in terms of attention, publicity, whatever.
Yeah, what's your fun ones?
Does someone who is sharp, does a sharp ever touch one of the crazy props for a game like this?
Not the crazy ones, because usually they're a bunch of subjectivity, like what color is the Gatorade? Oh, yeah. My TV, it's yellow. My TV, it's green. But when it comes to the statistical props, it is a feeding frenzy. Think about the fattest guy you know. Or let's say the biggest eater.
Got one in mind.
The biggest eater you know at the best buffet in the world.
Jim Loth, yep.
He hasn't eaten for 3 days. All right. That's how pro bettors are with these props, because there's what, 400, 500 of them? And it's like the great line in the movie Heat. Have you guys seen Heat?
Oh, yeah.
All right, remember when...
Let's get a cup of coffee.
Remember Voight's talking to De Niro, and he says, listen, he's only got to be right once. You've got to be right every time, right? The criminal gets caught if he's wrong once. It's the same thing with the bookmakers. They've got to be right on 500 props, and the A-type, the best professional bettors, only got to find, let's say, 10 of them, of the 500, they're wrong, and he'll bet, you know, $5,000 on 10 bets, have 50 dimes in play.
Like, and some of those props, RJ, like, there was one last year in particular that I got information on that some of it is predetermined. Like the song that Lady Gaga was going to open with. Will it be this, 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 or you could bet other? And we found out, oh, no, it ended up being America the Beautiful. And I said, huh. And someone told me that it was because they knew somebody was at the rehearsal, whether it's the length of the anthem, because that has to be rehearsed, whether it's anything having to do with the game. Some of that stuff is predetermined. I'm surprised that some places take action on that stuff that could seemingly be beaten if you just get a little bit of good info.
And that's a very common question. But remember, those are the online books. And usually they've got like a $100 limit on that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And once they see an avalanche on just one thing, they realize that the cat's out of the bag and they'll take it off the board. And yeah, they took six, you know, maybe they took 15 bets for $100 on it, but all the PR they get off of those quirky props is worth it. But the kind of props I'm talking about is the third string tight end. Will he have over under 8.5 yards receiving? Like, they will kill those kind of props.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go under. Can I ask RJ one more quick one?
Yeah, please, last one.
The $3 million bet that you were tweeting about and the guy who wanted to put $10 million on the... Explain to me why this is a story. If some dude really wanted to bet $10 million on the Super Bowl, why not just find 10 books that'll take $1 million bet?
Because there's not 10 books that will take $1 million bet,
okay,
right?
Okay, thanks.
So,
all right, there's the answer. Now we know.
So we
saw your tweets. We were actually talking about it the other day that there was like the negotiation going on.
Yeah. And
so what does that conversation involve? Explain all this.
It's a sad answer because I wish it was cooler. Because I, you know, this month actually, this week is my 20th anniversary in Vegas. I moved out here in between the Super Bowl weeks, right? Because it was a little flat time 20 years ago. And I want Vegas to be, you know, all it can be, right? To be a cliche. But these bookmakers, man, they are in the Stone Ages. Almost every sportsbook manager is in his late 50s, early 60s. They all came up in the 80s when it was just a different world where they were ticket writers, and they just hate risk. You would think a bookmaker would have gamble in them, but they don't, these guys. Now, the online guys do, but these guys don't. So here's the negotiation. I want to bet $10 million. Well, what about $1 million? Okay, yeah, but I want $10 million. Well, what about 1.5? But we're going to make you pay a commission or a, you know, we're going to make you have a bad price on it because you want that extra 500,000. Well, what about two? What about three? So what ended up happening was,
brutal,
and this is in the data, the market price at the time this guy made the bet was about Eagles plus 180, right? So 100 wins you 180. He had to take, if you look at the blended amount on the $3 million, plus 155. So it's almost like you go in and say, I want to buy 10 cars, not just one car. Okay, well, the first car's 30,000, second car's 31, third's 33. It's like, why? Well, because they're scared. And it's a great story that a guy can come in and scare a casino, but it happens. But now here's the catch 22, last thing. This guy won like 8 UFC fights in a row before he ever bet the World Series. Won like over $1 million on the UFC. Won over $10 million on the World Series. Didn't lose a bet, UFC or World Series. He had another UFC bet last week, which he lost, and I bet I hated that. So he's like, you know, his record now is like 14-1 or whatever. But he doesn't do anything like a normal bettor, meaning a professional. He never cares about the price. No pro would take plus 155 when you could have plus 180. But somehow he never seems to lose. So the question is, does this guy know something no one else does? Or is he just a very lucky bettor? And I get it. A lot of Eagles fans were celebrating on Twitter. He bet the Eagles. I wouldn't be too worried. I think this guy's more luck than anything.
Maybe he was in one of those Back to the Future movies.
Nice. That is a very common thought.
Yeah. All right, RJ Bell, pregame.com on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ, thanks.
Hey, one piece of advice, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Listen, I grew up during the Steelers 4 Super Bowls. Now, obviously, you guys have gone longer. I know it feels like it might be getting old. Enjoy it, guys, because you never know when it's coming back.
That's right, baby. Good old days.
Thank you.
Thanks, RJ Bell, joining us from Vegas. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with John Feinstein.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Had the Super Bowl continued the way it went the first half, we would be spending these weeks and months debating whether it was time for the Patriots to move on from Tom Brady.
I was joking my wife earlier this week. She said, oh, great, babe, now you can retire because you always wanted to win another Super Bowl. I said, this is actually when it's really fun because I've got the answers to the test now.
Tom off the snap. He's looking for Kutch in the end zone. It's caught. It's a touchdown.
You never count this kid out.
I'd like to play till my mid-40s.
He assured me he'd be willing to play 6-7 more years, and there's no one that would be happier than I.
Brady drops back, looking left, throws it for Burkhead, leaps, comes down with it.
Offensively, they are just toying with the rest of the National Football League.
I wanted to let you know that I'm going to be on the cover of Madden NFL 18. There's no curse.
Stop from the gun. Throws it left, White with a catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Brady got hit. He got up. Man, quarterback's on fire, folks.
Right, football, like he had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much. I mean, we don't talk.
You know, she knows when I'm sore. She knows when I'm tired. She knows, you know, when I get hit.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Starts to move forward. Throws to the middle of the end zone. Caught by Cooks. Touchdown.
He thought about it for a second.
He did.
He did, but at 40, he said, I'm not that stupid. I'm going to pull up short.
You're faster at age 40 than at age, like, 18?
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to go through breakfast.
Yeah.
Lunch and dinner. What's a breakfast like for Tom Brady, real quick?
Smoothie.
Just straight smoothie.
Yeah. It's in my book.
Okay.
Yeah, go buy it.
Takes the snap, bounces to the pocket, as he throws left. Touchdown!
Yeah!
Rob Gronkowski!
In
his second
face.
Of the day!
In your face!
Jimmy Garoppolo, the backup quarterback to you, has been traded this evening.
Jimmy's a great, you know, was a great teammate, and he's a great friend, and he always will be.
John Lynch, he calls Bill Belichick, and he says, hey, we'd like to trade for Garoppolo. And at the time, Belichick said, absolutely not. He's completely off limits. So Lynch calls back. Would you trade us Tom Brady? And Belichick said, what did you just ask me?
Throws a lob down the right side for Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah.
Makes the catch at the 35. Shakes a defender at the 10. And Gronk is into the end zone.
Guess who's back? What a play by Brady.
How would you describe the working environment as you prepare for the playoffs now with yourself, with Coach Belichick, and your teammates?
Well, Jim, I see it as I've seen it for the last 18 years, that we're all there to do a job.
Brady takes the snap, looks right, lobs it for Gronk. He reaches up, he brings it down. Touchdown, Patriots.
He's an unstoppable rebel force. 34-51, three touchdowns, 338. Your 40-year-old frail quarterback is finding a way.
Brady's hand it's a concern. He's got a cut on the hand. It happened the other day in practice.
Tom, how confident are you that you will be playing on Sunday?
We'll see.
Takes the snap. He play fakes to White. He looks down the middle. He fires, and the ball is caught in the back of the end zone by Danny.
It's a catch.
Amendola!
I love Tom Brady.
I thought, out of all the plays, my season can't end on a handoff in practice. It didn't come this far to end on a handoff.
We won, baby. We're going to Minnesota.
Our thanks to Jim Louth for that, recapping Tom Brady's 2017. By the way, the biggest Saturday party in Minneapolis for those of you that are going.
Do we have breaking news?
I think it might be
Jim?
Worthy of breaking news, Jim.
I think we have party details.
Breaking news. Party breaking news.
I've been getting hammered on Facebook and Twitter. Where's the party? The party was great last year. I couldn't get in. How do I get in?
Oh, this is breaking sports news.
On
98.5,
come on.
The Sports Hub.
All right, from Twitter, at Mike Thomas MT8.
Yeah, the boss.
Program director, 98.5, the Sports Hub, says going to Minneapolis.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub will once again throw the biggest Patriots rally Saturday, February 3rd. That's a week from tomorrow.
Whoa!
1 to 5:30 p.m. Buffalo, what?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Jim's chirping in my ear.
Shut up, Jim.
That time is for if you are in
right.
Minnesota.
Central
that is local
time.
Central time. 1 to 5:30 on the air back here in Boston. It will be 2 to 6:30.
Interrupt me in the middle. I'm reading the boss's tweet, Jim.
Jim, we could have clarified that later.
I know you already passed.
Other than your own stupid petty details.
Okay. Did your wife put your daily things
in just and stole that off the tip
of my tongue. Start it all over again.
Ruin. You ruined Hardy's reading.
Can we do it again, please? I'll wait all day.
Had the Super Bowl continued the way it went the first half, we would be spending these weeks and months debating.
He's playing the entire montage again.
This is Breaking Sports News. Powered by Beverly Hills Oil Change. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Going to. From Mike Thomas on Twitter, at Mike Thomas MT8, Program Director, 98.5, the Sports Hub, going to Minneapolis.
And I can't get you in. Don't put your name in and leave it for me at the door, okay? I'm not getting people into this.
There's one guy we'll get in. 98.5, the Sports Hub, will once again throw the biggest Patriots rally Saturday, February 3rd, 1 to 5:30 p.m., Minneapolis time. I added that in myself. At Buffalo Wild Wings on the UM campus. At Felgram S, at Zoan Bertrand, at Hardy985, at Big Jim Murray. So there we go.
It's a big one. We'll all be there.
We will all be there.
We had a great year.
Last year, the one in Houston was
phenomenal.
I don't know how many people that place held, probably
a lot.
1,000. How many people were in line to get in?
Another thousand.
I mean,
Ted Johnson
not
was out
downtown
of his mind.
Houston either, like just this spot Johnson. That we picked. So
it was like a rock show in there.
Buffalo really Wild was. Wings is, I think it's a smaller venue, so you might want to get there a little early if you want to get into the fan rally slash broadcast slash party. Zoe came in last year, did a great segment on the air. We had a ton of people coming in and doing little fill-in spots. I think it was me and Murray hosting that show. Does that sound right?
Yep. And I assume you will do it again. Minneapolis, Minnesota. At the University of Minnesota, the Buffalo Wild Wings location there is where we will be the day before the Super Bowl. We will be there, and you should be there, too. Now, it says they open at 11. Does that mean you can enter at 11? Oof. That's the detail I think we need to know, because our people will be there early. Bright and early. You know what I love about Buffalo Wild Wings?
Because of last year's party, we have people reaching out left and right, even to me, of all
people.
Like I have anything to do with anybody.
I've had people that I know that were either there or tried to go last year.
Just alert a Patriot production in case you want to do the show from there.
Can you get me on the list?
Yeah.
Can you get me on the list? I'm like, I don't even know if there is a list.
Probably be on TV, too. Going to be a good one.
Mm. Buffalo. You know what I love about that place? You ever had a beer there?
The wings?
No, not the wings. The beer. Ever had a beer there?
I like it.
It's the coldest beer I've ever had.
Nope.
It seems like it should be frozen.
DJ's Wings, I told you this.
Coldest
They're
beer.
Number two. Buffalo Wild Wings, number two coldest beers. DJ's Wings.
Where's that?
It's in Cape Cod.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Hyannis is telling you.
Place.
Ice, no. Great place. Right at the airport.
Well,
floats right on.
I think
ice
there will
floats
be no
on
lack
the surface.
Of, I think there will be no lack of beer drinking at this party.
You know what I like about Wild Wings?
That's what I think.
Did you get me my smoke?
I don't think there'll be smoking inside, though. I don't think that's allowed. You have to do your smoking outside. Smoking will be done outdoors. Outdoors.
I am retweeting right now my favorite moment from last year's Super Bowl fan rally broadcast. It's when Dan Roach did the creepy, like, 15-second silent stare at Bob Soucy when he was talking on the mic. Do you remember this?
No.
I just sent out another version of it at the top of my timeline there that you can see for yourself. It is. It's worth the 22 seconds.
I'm looking at it right. Ooh.
How long do you think the line will be this year?
No long.
Depends how cold it is.
The word is out. The word is out, people.
I'm going in the back door. I'm not going in front doors this time.
We doing fake promos today?
No, no.
Okay. All right, good. All right. There's like three from today's show alone.
All right. Your calls. What are you doing?
You're on break?
No, we're not. Not yet.
Still
I'm
going
to send it to headlines with Hardy.
It's 1:31. Hardy's ready. You ready for
up? And
headline?
Then we'll come back, load them up. We got time for more of your calls. We'll do one more segment of calls before today's takeaways with the fake promos. Jeez.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins got a win over the Senators in Ottawa last night. 3-2. 18-game point streak leading into their few days off. Not for Brad Marchand, though. He had last night off, serving the first of his 5-game suspension. He will, however, be participating in this weekend's All-Star festivities. Celtics are off tonight. They will visit the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, presumably without Marcus Smart, who, according to Adam Kaufman on Twitter, flew home from L.A. last night with his right arm in a sling. Tiger Woods, very pedestrian opening round of 72 at the Farmers Insurance Open yesterday, his first regular tour start since missing the cut at this very event last year. He is even through three holes of his second round today. That puts him currently seven strokes off the lead set by Tony Finau. Headlines are brought to you by MassachusettsCosmetic.com, offering a huge New Year's special on testosterone replacement therapy and Gaines Wave treatments, 877-577-5476. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Szolak and Bertrand.
It's my favorite food.
98.5 The Sports Hub. She says we gotta hold on.
Each team in the Super Bowl has to turn in 5 to 6 songs prior to the game as to what would be played throughout, correspondingly to how the outcome is and all that. This is one of them.
That one's in the bag.
Place rocking. You surprised how gray he got, John Bunn?
No.
It was orange last time I saw it. I actually like it gray. I like it real color.
Is that...
So I like it.
Never mind.
What?
He's 55.
A lot of gray for 55.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you have right now?
What?
If you didn't touch it up.
I didn't touch it up.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's natural. It's getting touched up today.
It's not natural. This don't tell natural. Me that's your natural hair.
This is my natural
There's
hair.
No gray well,
when
in
do
there?
You do the highlights?
What highlights?
Don't you do summer highlights?
Well, yeah, I have that. Just I put it in when I lay out by the pool.
Okay.
I have chlorine tablets, and I get them, and I just rub them in my hair like this.
Okay, well, that's...
So it's natural.
That's probably not
safe. Doesn't matter. It gives a great highlight.
Doesn't matter. I rub pool chemicals in my head.
And I rub them like this.
You keep the pool chemicals in a bucket next to your
No, it's in
the
skimmer. If you're in the pool, you go in the skimmer, and you grab the tablets, and...
Yeah.
Put it in, then get out, pull, lay down. It really lightens your hair up.
Yeah. I think I saw Vanna White talking about that once as a beauty tip.
What? You asked me?
That and brushing your teeth in the shower. Those are both.
You're telling me that you don't color your hair.
I don't color my hair. I touch up these, the sides. I don't touch the top.
That's coloring.
If I ever colored like my head, I would come in and look like an Easter egg. You'd be like, wow, your hair is black or your hair is brown. So Bledsoe this week, he was all gray last time I saw him. It was all brown. I'm like, whoa, what'd you do? I was like, yeah, getting old. But these will not be gray.
How old is Drew now?
Oh, three younger less than me, you, right? 42?
No.
He's got older than that. I'm about 42. I mean, 47?
He's 45.
45.
He will be 46 in a couple of weeks.
Mm. He's born on Valentine's
Day. Oh, Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Mm. Nice.
What's great is that
no
his wife two gifts.
Yeah.
Like, hey, happy anniversary. Hell with Valentine's Day. Two birds, one stone.
I'm sorry. It sounds like his birthday.
He was excited that they got. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe he gets one gift then.
Wait, they got married on his birthday, which is Valentine's Day?
No, my best friend got married on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I got catch all of that, Hardy?
I got confused there on the days. That's on me.
Hey, just a reminder.
What?
First annual Pucks and Paddles happening February 15th.
Anybody
Royale
bid
Boston.
On your game yet?
No.
Game.
Somebody bid on me, please. How much is it? 300?
I don't even know.
And throw me a bone here, would you?
I'm just not.
It
allowed,
all goes to.
I'm
a
not
great
allowed
cause.
To touch the mic.
It all goes to a great cause.
Is Zoe participating?
I'm paddling.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed to.
Both
Zoe
and
mic.
I are up for bid.
So who's your partner?
I don't know. Whoever bids on you.
Oh, and they. Oh, and you two them. Play against
right.
a couple of Bruins players.
I don't know.
I don't know exactly.
I'm
I just
be
know
there.
That you can bid to play against. Zoe
I have agreed to be there and to participate.
If you bid enough, Zoe and I will play together against you and a friend. Whatever. We'll figure it out. We got a lot of time that day.
I'll own that room in a half hour.
Let me just tell you that if you win one of those bids, you're going to get treated like royalty. All right? That's all I can tell you. So go to our website, 985thesportshub.com. You can get VIP tickets. That gives you access to the autograph session with the team, general admission tickets at $50, bid to play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins player, Toucher and Rich, and others. Thursday, the 15th, Royale Boston, benefiting the Boston Bruins Foundation and the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center. Again, our website, 985thesportshub.com. Okay? All right. Jungle Owen Brockton, what do you have for us?
My man!
Hey, I got a confession to make. Hey, I just found out about the Scott Zolak T-shirts for sale. I'm going down. I'm going to buy the Scott Zolak T-shirts, the Scott Zolak bathrobe, the Scott Zolak slippers, the Scott Zolak underwear. I'm going to go home. I'm going to plaster my cage with it. I'm going to wear it to bed every night. My wife's going to get jealous, and she's going to try to cut it off me while I'm asleep when I die. So if you come to my funeral, I've instructed my wife to give you permission to walk over to my casket and pull my pants down to see if I'm actually wearing the Scott Zolak underwear. And at that point, since I'm going to be dead and I don't know what the hell's going on, you might as well pull my underwear off, take the stuff, and go resell it or wipe your truck down after you wash it. But I'm all serious. I am going down to get the T-shirt. I can't wait.
Attaboy. Hey,
okay.
Honestly, I'll be at your funeral. I hope you die before me.
I have no idea what the hell just happened, but I blame Scott Zolak.
My man is back.
It's Friday.
He's back.
What does all of that mean?
I don't know.
Is there a Scott Zolak T-shirt for sale?
Don't know.
There might be. I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
I'll be at Dick's Sporting Goods on Sunday.
Gourds.
Just come see me at Dick's Sporting Goods.
So they're very sleek pumpkins. They're very, very aerodynamic pumpkins and other kinds of squashes.
Yep.
Dick's Sporting Gourds.
I will be there Sunday in Natick. Dick's Sporting Goods. Come check me out. Buy your Pats gear. Get you all set for the rally.
Like neoprene sleeves on the little stem. You carry them around those sporting gourds.
We had gourds on our table for
how far can you throw a sporting gourd?
Oh,
well, the ripped ones. You get the ripped ones that look like zits and acne. Yeah, those ones fly because you can grip it.
I think on that note, between that call and
we can't. There's too much time.
He's back, though, man.
You got
that production he had yesterday.
Is
phenomenal.
He?
No, we're going to recap last year's week on Radio Row here, just to give you a little taste of what's coming next
week. Yeah, let's do that with fake promos and hopefully finish the day strong.
Yep.
Strong.
So fake promos
strong.
And a recap.
Yes.
Okay.
Next.
Excellent.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Time for today's takeaways. We're going to revisit last year's Radio Row, but today's takeaways... brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Four locations, Newton, Peabody, Quincy. The new one now in Seekonk. Check them out, Awaken180WeightLoss.com.
All right, let's get to what was last year on Radio Row. A little recap, a little recap of what we did last year and the entire week put together by Babs.
Well, that's a smooth start to the show. All the ruffling of the microphones from Radio Row.
Are we up?
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe.
I'm afraid of it getting out of hand for the Patriots, which is a good thing.
This team's worked extremely hard. We're excited about the opportunity. Go Pack! Let's go!
One more for Brady, for Belichick, for this team.
Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, you got to own that Pied Piper nickname.
Yeah. I know. My mom was at the game, and she brings home a poster of the Pied Piper. I'm like, what is this?
Can't say his name without saying, good-looking kid.
Does
the part.
Good problem to have.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels.
We want to drive to five with Big Jim and Hardy here. Huh?
How are we doing?
You guys were funny.
That's bigger than any August event that you've got to induct a player.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Patriots safety Patrick Chung.
What have they told you about avoiding distractions this week?
To avoid them.
Jason Cole, Bleacher Report, Ron Borges of the Boston Herald. Brian Cox, former NFL MVP, Joe Theismann.
What do you think?
Oh, I think I can only answer yes.
Oh, Steve Mariucci.
That's a concern of mine. I just spilled coffee.
Heath Evans. God made one of Julio Jones. And there's just something about that temperament that drives me nuts.
I love you, Boomer. There are a lot of distractions here.
That's right.
A lot of things happening. Adam Vinatieri, Mike Haynes joins us, former Patriot. Troy Brown, Colts great Reggie Wayne. You had asked to be released.
Because it's family time.
It is Deion Sanders.
He's with Antonio so Brown.
Stephen A. Smith crashed at first. Yeah. Yes. Over and said hello. Yeah.
First it was Stephen
Brown,
A. Smith.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Now
thanks.
It's Antonio Brown. That is Deion Sanders.
Interview's over.
Legend.
There he goes.
That's it. That was what we did last year. Wow, a lot of big names in there. I forgot some of the names that we had interviewed on Radio Row in Houston. It's a good year. It was a good week.
Was. We'll try and top it next week.
It's my Deion.
Do better.
My boy.
Hey, Antonio Brown walks by.
Yeah.
And Deion had enough of the interview.
Yeah, my brother.
Deion ended the interview and walked away.
My brother, brother, brother.
My cousin.
I gotta go. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for lunch today. Lunch dropped off by Jimmy John's. Once again, a little Friday lunch.
Jimmy John's.
From Jimmy John's.
Those were no mini Jimmys.
No, full-size Jimmys, my friend.
That's a big one. Hardy likes those.
Full-size Jimmy.
Mm.
Full-size. So our thanks to Jimmy John's again.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to the fake promos. What do we got?
What do we got for today?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I never sweat. It allows my skin to breathe.
So you think that would be the best material to make a compression sleeve out of?
I don't know. I like to stick my thumb in that.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yep. The only way to build the compression sleeve for Tom Brady was to do it out of his TB12 pajamas. Yep. Totally. He's not selling you anything. All football with him.
Couldn't just wrap it.
No, you needed TB12 pajamas.
See, that also helps with the business end of things. It's like if you got to cut up a pair of pajamas, you got to remove that from inventory. You can show that as maybe a
loss.
Product sold
yeah.
or product loss.
Loss.
Yeah,
write it off.
It's retail. It's a bitch.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
As promised, we're going to go back to your calls. Also, want to get to a story in SI on Tom Brady. Hmm. What was that? What was the?
I was looking at the menu.
Oh.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What menu were you looking at?
I don't
CBS
know.
Scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're grunting. You weren't grunting at the
store.
You were grunting at the menu.
You know what it was? That was the first time all year I actually looked at the menu there because I always get the same thing there. I said, I feel like getting something different. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Like, who wants to, okay, hey, put a jacket on. Let's go stay in an ice house. It's a nice house. Curling would be cool. Like to throw that thing. Roll that down, get you out in front.
Okay.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted, Hardy. I'm distracted by the smell of Felger's new organic wipes.
They're like witch hazel or something. Is it
awful.
Witch hazel? Is
that stink.
What is it? What's the say? What is
it's not witch hazel. Witch hazel doesn't smell like that. It's bad, whatever it is.
Oh. It smells like something you get in an old-timey barber shop that they...
No. You know what smells? Drew Bledsoe used to dip Copenhagen, and he used to leave his dip cups laying around the meeting
smells
rooms.
Like a dip cup?
It smells
like a minty
like
one.
Like a cup full of spit that was spit out from someone chewing tobacco. Mm. That takes me back.
What's the other stuff they use? Bay rum.
I think this smells like it, Maz.
You know what's going to happen in like a month? Felger's going to come back. You've ever watched Survivor Man? There's a guy and he'll pull like the palm root off and he's rubbing this on because it's like the greenest thing you can get. He'll be like separating leaves to put the bomb in the Savlon. It's going to happen.
Yes.
I also take the tips off the banana.
See?
You do?
Sure.
There's why? Because
there's minute bugs that crawl in through the bottom where the stem is formed.
It's just a swaggy part of the banana. It's just, I don't know.
You don't eat the tip.
Doesn't like the tip.
Next. I like the tip of my banana.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Nobody wanted to touch it.
My favorite was Jonathan. Like, yeah, he kind of held it in his hand and looked at it and was like, someone else take this. I don't want this thing.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Real theme developing.
Yep. Where's the hotel room door? Huh? I'm going to make an appearance any moment now.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
The automobile is most likely haunted and will carry with it the spirit of a demon driver who T-boned the driver of the Dodge Ram pickup
and almost took his life.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Tomlin trying to sell your truck?
Yeah. Yes, demon driver. Mike Tomlin trying to sell. Spirit of a demon driver.
Are there any issues with the vehicle in question, Coach?
Yes, it is a complete and total loss. However, we are selling it in here today anyway. Portions of the vehicle have been removed via the jaws of life.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I know. I just wanted to ask before we get too far away from Montreal. There was a play in one of the games. Like, I forget which one. Get down and block a shot or get your stick out, and then skating back, put a check of another Canadiens player into the boards without even like really seeing.
Got a lot
of
play on Twitter.
That seems like something that doesn't happen.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Long question, Tory Krug. If there was a question in there at all,
Tory Krug hates us.
He does. I think that's probably true. Probably true.
We always had our Michigan State connection, but that's the last time you hear me say those two words together for a while, so I can't even bring that up anymore.
Yeah, go Sparty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good luck.
Nice university you have there.
I agree. Last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Multiple times since the flight gate. To play.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Not home. Edited.
Hey. 5 days in a row. 5 days in a row we got calls from Carlton this week.
You didn't
call
today?
It's like 4 days prior to this.
Yeah, four.
Maybe he tried calling. We had loaded lines. I don't know.
You didn't call today. I'm sure we'll hear from him next week.
Check it out.
Check it out, guys.
Check it out, guys. Oh, I'm sorry, Zolak. I'll speak more softly.